But invite your family and friends, members and non-members. Dinner will be catered by Southern Lunch. Cost is $10 per person. Bruce Tippett will offer a piano concert. He'll play requests submitted ahead of time. Names of attendees should be submitted with payment, and submit the music requests with payment as well, and have that in by May 8th. You can write on the back of the flyer and put it in the offering plate, or mail it to the church office, or give it to Kim Troutman. And again, they want you to RSVP by May the 8th. Scholarship applications. If you are wanting to get a scholarship application, if you will just email me, I will send those out to you. They are available through the church office, but that's a little up in the air right now. So I'm not sure they know where to find them on the computer, so I haven't talked to them about that yet. But I do have the copies of it, and I will send them out. And I was supposed to bring the raffle tickets for the gift basket offering today, but they're sitting in my living room, so I apologize for that. We'll have them next week. We'll do like we've done the last few years. If anyone wants to donate a gift card or a gift certificate to raffle off for this, just bring it to me. And if anyone wants to purchase, the tickets are one for a dollar, six for five. One for a dollar, six for five, and I think it was 13 for 10 last year. So we'll keep that in mind, and we will sell those. We will end that and raffle that off the second Sunday in June. So we have a little bit of time for that. My personal magnetism or what? Okay, our birthdays and anniversaries. Birthdays this week: Billy Curry, Allison Lohr, Rosalie Summer, and Melissa Frank. Anniversaries: James and Marie Palmer, Donnie and Debbie Parsons, Lynn and Latifah Dennis, and Chad and Caroline Hedrick. Let's pray for these folks. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Also, Finance Committee will meet May 4th, which I believe is Wednesday, at 6 o'clock. And I'm assuming that is in the office complex. Are there other announcements? Thank you. Please stand as you're able. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Alleluia. In the waters of baptism, we have passed over from death to life with Jesus Christ, and we are a new creation. For this saving mystery and for this water, let us bless God, who was, who is, and who is to come. We thank you, God, for your river of life flowing freely from your throne through the earth, through the city, through every living thing. You rescued Noah and his family from the flood. You opened wide the sea for the Israelites. Now in these waters you flood us with mercy, and our sin is drowned forever. You open the gate of righteousness, and we pass safely through. In Jesus Christ, you calm and trouble the waters. You nourish us and enclose us in safety. You call us forth and send us out. In lush and barren places, you are with us. You have become our salvation. Now breathe upon this water and awaken your church once more. Claim us again as your beloved and holy people. Quench our thirst, cleanse our hearts, wipe away our every tear. To you, our beginning and our end, our shepherd and lamb, be honor, glory, praise, and thanksgiving, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
For all who offer here their worship.
comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Eternal and all-merciful God, with all the angels and all the saints, we laud your majesty and might. By the resurrection of your Son, show yourself to us and inspire us to follow Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
First reading is from the book of Acts. Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogue of Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." Word of God, word of life. Psalm today is from Psalm 30. "I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have lifted me up." O Lord, my God, I cried out to you. You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. Sing praise to the Lord, all your faithful. God's wrath is short. God's favor at last a lifetime. While I felt secure, I said,
"I shall never be disturbed."
You, Lord, with your favor, made me as strong as the mountains.
Your face, and I was healed with fear.
I cried to you, O Lord.
I pleaded with my Lord, saying,
what profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit?
Will the dust praise you, or the hair repent?
Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. You have turned my wailing into dancing. Therefore, my heart sings to you without ceasing. Second reading today is from the book of Revelation. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, to the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to the 21st chapter of John. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, Children, you have no fish, have you? They answered him, No. He said to them, Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So now they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat and dragged the full net of fish, for they were not far from land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of fish, 153 of them, and though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, Who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to them, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs. A second time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grew old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go. He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, Follow me. This is the gospel of the Lord. I'd like to invite the children to come forward. All right, good morning. Okay, I've got an object here with me. Who knows what this is? It's a Q-tip, okay? And what do we use Q-tips for? What do you use Q-tips for?
Cleaning out your ears.
And I think my wife goes in one side and out the other when she cleans mine. So, kind of thinking this morning that people in the congregation could probably use a few more Q-tips this morning. So why don't you guys go ahead and go out there and hand them all some Q-tips. Well, why aren't you going anywhere? Do you have any Q-tips with you yet? You do? Where are they? You have it like this? Okay. Sit back down. We'll go give them out later, okay? All right. So if you don't have any, you can't give any. Sort of like the disciples, they didn't have any fish. So I want to give you something, and I need to give something away to you before you can go share it with somebody else. And that's what Jesus has been preparing his disciples for since he died. And even before that, in that 3-year time period when he was training the disciples and preparing them. So we are going to give Q-tips. I've got a bag full of them, and I am going to ask you to go out and share Q-tips with people, because the purpose of these today is sort of to clean ourselves up, to prepare ourselves to go out and share the word like you're going to share with these Q-tips. Okay? So just like Jesus told Peter to go and tend my sheep, okay? That's what he challenges us to do on a regular basis. Okay? We'll have a short prayer, and then I'll give you some Q-tips that you can go out and pass throughout the congregation. Okay? All right. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for the gift of Jesus, who offers us your love, your mercy, and your care, so that we can then share your love, your mercy, and care with others. Thank you. Amen. All right, here we go. You want to go share these? All right. Make sure people out there get one, okay? Can you guys help? All right, Calvin, you got the rest. Good morning. Go ahead and keep passing those Q-tips out, because we are sharing today. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I like to reference stories whenever I meet with students, especially if I'm meeting with them in my office about behaviors and consequences. And the one that I use most often when students say, well, you know, Adam and Elizabeth were doing this too, is, okay, let's put it like this. If I go fishing, I don't catch all the fish. Not for lack of trying, but I don't catch all the fish. But the ones I catch have been caught. Just like you, Philip. So in our congregation over years, we've had quite a few fishermen. And it shows in more than just pictures of a catch. So let's talk about the most important catch today. And it's not the most dangerous catch, like the TV show. It's the most wonderful catch. The one involving Jesus, the fisher of men. Jesus calls us to new life in him, but we don't have to wait until our resurrection day to begin that new life. Our new life in Jesus begins now. Before we look at what new life looks like, be warned. There's always a great temptation to stay in our old life or return to it again and to rest in our comfort zone. Even the disciples experienced this setback. When Jesus called his first disciples, Peter, James, and John, they were out on the Sea of Galilee, fishing from a boat, and not doing much catching. Jesus challenged them to go out farther and put their nets out again. But Peter was frustrated and said, "Master, we've worked all night long, but we've caught nothing. But if you say so, I will let down the nets again," from the 5th chapter of Luke. Peter, James, and John pulled in a miraculous catch after that, and thus began a great adventure with the Lord and Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, and gave them a new profession as fishermen, but fishers of men. Fast forward 3 years later, Peter, James, and John are now experiencing amazing things as disciples of Jesus. They've walked beside the Lord, witnessing mighty acts of healing. They've listened to his teachings and even participated in some of the miracles. And yet, even though they returned to their old ways, even after seeing all of the good that Jesus has done, fishing for fish instead of fishing for men. And again, they're not doing very much catching. After the dramatic events of Jesus' death and resurrection, he appears to him again, and the men are back to their comfort zone. They're in a boat on the Sea of Tiberias, and they've cast their nets and are fishing. Jesus calls to them and says, "Cast your empty nets to the right side of the boat." Then another miraculous catch. Recognizing Jesus, John whispers to Peter, "It is the Lord." And in true Peter fashion, when he heard it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish. And Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." The story begs a question. Why did Peter and the disciples go back to their jobs of fishing again? Fishing for fish. Jesus had called them to do so much more than that. The reason, however, is clear from an earlier account in John's Gospel. Remember, before the crucifixion, Peter had denied Jesus 3 times. And if that wasn't bad enough, his denials were in spite of a personal vow that he would go to the death with Jesus. "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." And Jesus answered Peter, "Will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me 3 times. After his denials, Peter was very aware of his own failings and his weakness. Rather than stepping into the resurrected life and moving forward with Jesus' call on his life to be an apostle, Peter had reverted back to being merely a fisherman. And evidently, he had brought the others with him. Like an athlete who lets down the team in the big moment, Peter had missed the last second layup after vowing to win the game. He was discouraged. He was disillusioned. And we too would be in the same proverbial boat. Peter is not the only apostle who faced adversity, guilt, and faith in his lifetime. In the book of Acts, our first lesson this morning, we heard of the apostle Paul, who was once called Saul, who persecuted Christians until he was called by Jesus. At that point, in another twinkling of an eye, Saul's entire life changed, and he became Paul, an apostle, who because of his knowledge of the Torah, was able to easily expound upon the verses in the Torah that pointed toward the Messiah to provide deeper understanding and witness to the Gentile population. All the doors closed behind him, and he moved forward in a life embraced by Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. He didn't cast nets per se, but was a key in the growth and spread of Christianity. Jean Marie Heisberger, a Catholic educator and author among many of her other roles, once wrote, "God's power to use everything, even the hostile persecutor, to achieve the divine purpose." That's what it's all about. Once one is called, an immediate transformation occurs, whereby what was before fades away, and the light of God turns the normal life into the abnormal. The supernatural seems to appear out of nowhere, and eyes are opened. When one is called, the world fades, and the kingdom of God is already at hand. In our own walks with the Lord, very often some major disappointment or failing on our part hinders or blocks us from truly stepping into the fullness of the resurrected life. Is there any disappointment in your life that would have you fishing again rather than boldly living for the Lord? Is there any unworthy feeling holding you back, some guilt or shame that would prevent you from truly walking in the newness of life that the Lord has for you? In the wonderful moment of restoration, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" The disciple who once vowed, "I do not know the man," now says to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, I know, or you know that I love you." And again, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And a third time, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." In reversing his three denials, these affirmations became a reaffirmation of Peter's calling to be a shepherd of the flock of the Lord. Jesus sealed Peter's affirmations with, "Feed my sheep," by taking Peter back to the beginning, to the moment of his calling. Jesus gave him a new start and another new challenge. Peter would indeed be fishing again for people. The Lord will do the same for you. The Lord has a special call upon your life. It's a call that will require you to step into a new reality, a new life. The temptation will be to return to the old ways and to the old life. And yet Jesus, your risen Lord, will meet you in your failings and challenge you to get back to your calling, to living once more for his kingdom. What's holding you back? Is there anything in the Christian life that has kept you from being resurrected and living in that resurrected life? Have you been fishing on the wrong side of the boat again? Jesus restored Peter and Paul, and he will restore you. Amen.
Living together in trust and hope, let us confess our faith with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he is seated in the heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again
to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the
Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
We acknowledge one baptism.
Life of the world to come. Amen. Alive and risen Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. Holy One of new beginnings, fill us with new life. Send us into the world as you sent your apostles, to invite people to come and see your wondrous acts in Christ. Lord, in your mercy, revive ecosystems along coastlands that have been devastated by natural forces and human negligence. Reestablish plant and animal life that purifies air and water and that feeds humans and other living creatures. Lord, in your mercy, accompany laborers who get little rest from their work. Give them hope when they struggle to produce what they need. Give all who labor fair treatment and just wages. Lord, in your mercy. Restore and strengthen all people who cry to you for help, especially the family of Gary Hedrick, Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, John, Mike, Latifah, Sandra, Jana, Carrie, Joe, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips and silently in our hearts. Turn their mourning into dancing, clothe them with joy, and put a testimony of healing and praise on their lips. Lord, in your mercy. Be present to faithful ones who are persecuted throughout the world for following you. Sustain them in your faithfulness and give them strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Join our voices with angels, creatures, and all the saints in praising Christ and bestowing upon him all blessing and honor and glory. Reveal Christ's glory to us and through us in our worship. Lord, in your mercy.
In the hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let's share a sign of that peace.
Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your holy name and join their unending hymn.
The Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. Last week, Pastor Anna consecrated our sacraments for today, saying, "In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, 'Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me.' Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for remembrance of me.' Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ dwells with us here. All who are hungry, all who are thirsty, come. We do have grape juice, and we do have gluten-free wafers.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Let us recite our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia.